The Liberation Music Orchestra was conceived out of conflict, the Vietnam War. The 12-piece jazz ensemble recorded just 4 albums in the ensuing 4 decades, each as a reaction to wars and policies of the American government. The orchestra's new recording is its first in 14 years. It's called Not in Our Name. From New York, Tom Vitale reports.
Bass player and composer Charlie Hayden says the Liberation Music Orchestra was born one night in 1968.
And this was after Nixon bombed Cambodia, and I was sitting in my car outside a little club on Lexington and 39th Street called the Lost and Found. I was playing there, and I heard about the bombing, and I went home and I called Carla.
Pianist and composer Carla Bley agreed to collaborate on the project with Hayden. They wrote instrumental jazz arrangements of anti-fascist songs from the Spanish Civil War, and Hayden wrote a piece inspired by the chaotic demonstrations at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago that year. Music journalist Francis Davis says the record was a breakthrough in jazz.
On a musical level, this was really the first successful big band project or orchestral project in free jazz. On the extra musical level, there had been jazz protest albums before, things that could be called, you know, protest music. But the protest tended to be tied, especially in that era, specifically to the civil rights movement. It's the first record, or at least the first one that I know of, and the first one to make a great impact, that addressed those issues, but also addressed other issues like Vietnam. And it was the first one to kind of put the social problems, the social issues in America, into some sort of larger global context.
Charlie Hayden says the inspiration for reassembling the Liberation Music Orchestra came 2 years ago in Europe when he was touring with guitarist Pat Metheny.
We were playing a lot of concerts, and I noticed, like, when we were walking around in Spain and Italy especially, people had these banners unfurled from their balconies that said, "Not in Our Name." And I said, "Man, that's so great that they're doing that. Why don't they do this in the United States?" You know, I guess that was the beginning of when I started thinking about doing something.
And so, once again, Hayden called Carla Bley and asked her to arrange a group of songs by American composers for a tour and recording. The centerpiece of the new CD is a 16-minute medley built around Samuel Augustus Ward's America the Beautiful.
I just had some ideas about the harmonies on that. I wanted to change them to be more, you know, grinding against certain notes rather than all pleasant, not all vanilla. I wanted it to be more a difficult flavor.
Carla Bley says her arrangements for the Liberation Music Orchestra are meant to suggest political ideas, but listeners may need clues.
We don't have any singers. We don't have any words. But people understand by the titles, by the context of the music, what they're listening to.
The latest incarnation of the Liberation Music Orchestra is more melodic and less dissonant than the original ensemble. And even with the clues, the music might not suggest protest.
if you didn't know that this was supposed to be a protest record, you would imagine, I don't know, Charlie Hayden and Carla Bley, you know, dancing in front of the Eiffel Tower or something.
Critic Francis Davis says music means what we want it to mean.
Every listener will have his own interpretation of what a piece of music supposedly means. So in a way, it's very important for the artist, for the performer, to tell us what he thinks it means.
Charlie Hayden says the protest is in the musician's solos.
Well, I think if you listen to the improvisation, you will hear some strong feelings about what we're playing, you know, and why we're playing it. I hear protest, and I hear anger, and I hear feelings of hopelessness and feelings of hopefulness every night.
Asked what they've achieved after 40 years of musical protest, Charlie Hayden and Carla Bley can only sigh.
There hasn't been any progress politically. There's progress in the arts, and that's a struggle. You walk out your door every day, and you hear, and this is the thing that's fighting the progress, that's brainwashing and conditioning young people. They hear horrible backbeat, techno, whatever it is, every day that they go outside their house. You can't go into a department store and not hear this stuff.
He may not be able to go to the mall, but Charlie Hayden says he can't stop going to the barricades.
This is a dedication that you're doing. You're dedicating your life, and you're thanking the universe that you've been given a gift in music and giving it back to the world. That's what we're about, you know, and we can't give up. I can't give up.
Charlie Hayden says the ultimate goal of the Liberation Music Orchestra is getting people to respond to the beauty in the music. And if that happens, he hopes the politics will follow. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.